Relationship Advice, and the Transition Assistance Program. This is your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Brayton Daniel. Moving overseas can be tough, and it can even have an impact on your relationship. For some, it puts you into a new environment that you aren't comfortable with.
It's important to recreate a new community, new traditions, and being intentional with creating a new culture for your couple bubble. Dr. Bradley Summers Johnson, a licensed clinical psychologist, shares more.
Within the couple bubble, how do you keep that thing strong and supportive? And a lot of it is the way we talk to each other. Could be a simple check-in, like, how are you feeling today?
Dr. Summers Johnson went on to say it could also be communicating feelings in any situation, navigating those feelings together, and gaining an understanding for how your partner feels. For more information, reach out to the Baumholder Health Clinic. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Sergeant Joseph Noak.
If your post-military career isn't what you expected, consider using your post-9/11 GI Bill benefits to go back to school. Many retirees discover that their dream jobs have nothing to do with their military careers.
The DoD and the service branches prepare service members for their new lives as much as possible through the Transition Assistance Program. TAP offers courses on job searching, resume building, networking, and much more. Here's Aura Fain, a financial readiness specialist with the 510th Regional Support Group, with more on a smooth transition out of the military.
So it helps service members to choose whether they want to go to school, start a business, or begin new careers. Even if your first choice doesn't work out, you can use your new skills to plan your next move.
For more information, visit finred.usalearning.gov. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Ryan Grossclag.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Brayton Daniel.